Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As many as 14 children and a teacher are reportedly dead after a gunman opened fire at a Texas elementary school today, with others taken to area hospitals. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The victims reported to have been shot at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, a town of about 16,000 people, some 85 miles from San Antonio. Speaking at an unrelated news conference in Abilene, Texas today, Abbott described the chaotic scene.
I want to tell you that, what happened in Uvalde is a horrific tragedy that cannot be tolerated in the state of Texas. And there is swift action being taken by local law enforcement as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety. They obviously now know who the shooter was, and the shooter is no longer alive.
The deceased gunman has been identified as 18-year-old Salvador Ronis, who was reportedly armed with multiple weapons. It's unclear whether all the injuries were a result of gunshot wounds. Republicans in Georgia today will decide whether to boot one of President Trump's biggest enemies from office that oversees voting in that state. As NPR's Miles Parks reports, incumbent Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is facing a primary challenger who denies the 2020 election results.
The race for Georgia's Secretary of State is already among the highest profile and expensive contests of its kind ever. After the 2020 election, then-President Trump asked Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find votes. Raffensperger declined, and now he's facing a primary challenge from U.S. Representative Jody Heiss, who objected to the 2020 election results at the Capitol on January 6th. Here's Raffensperger speaking to NPR in February about the GOP primary contest.
I'm standing on the truth, and the people running against me aren't. And I'd rather be in my spot than their spot.
The race will head to a runoff if no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote. Miles Parks, NPR News.
President Biden is flying back to Washington after wrapping up a five-day trip to Asia, NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
The group known as the Quad discussed their responses to the ongoing war and humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and reiterated their strong resolve to maintain peace and stability in the region. Speaking in Tokyo, President Biden said the world is navigating a dark hour in its shared history.
Innocent civilians have killed in the street. And millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. And this is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
The Quad also wrapped up today's summit with a joint statement vowing their steadfast commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific that is inclusive and resilient. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 48 points. The Nasdaq fell 270 points. This is NPR.